Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's Dig It, homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Your girl, let's see, let's live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. We give you what you want and what you need. We're live, representing live in Philly. Philly, what up? We here, live in the building, Lush Radio Online, live with Emma of E2K Magazine.
You already know
what it is, and we brought Street Queens the Movement. We broadcasting live from the Palladium House. You know what I'm saying? One of the hottest photographers representing the Philly area, Mr. Terry Lewis. And yeah, your girl Hadonis was just in here not too long ago getting them hot shots done. You already know what it is, man. And you know what I'm saying? The address to this is 4324 Takawana Street, 2B, Philadelphia, PA, 1912, the number 4. And you can call them at 267-505-6520. And go to www.terrylewisphotos.com, myspace.com/Terry Lewis. And you can email them at terry@terrylewisphotos.com. We live in the building, man. Get your photo on, man. They got makeup. They got all that here, man. It makes you look sexy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Make you look sexy. We live in the building. And like I said, man, tonight, I know all of y'all love her. Y'all call her a legend. Y'all call her a classic. The one and only Rod Digger will be live in the building with us, you know what I'm saying? Along with that, we'll also have another up-and-coming artist, Rolls Royce, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. Make sure you're logging through www.lushradioonline.com. Click on the tab that says Listen to Lush Radio. Call in at 347-826-7722. Shout out to our sponsors, Capital Customs, Strictly Bought One, Diverse Media Group, LLC, and Ohana Shop. Make sure you get your bling bling and your IC on at ohanashop.com. Shout out to E2K Magazine. Also, live in the building with my girl, Emma. We in Philly, baby. We here. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, our girl, the one and only Rod Digger, will be calling in a few minutes. But like I said, you already know what it is. We about to go to some quick music, and we'll be back in a quick second. And you know what I'm saying? Since we live in the one and only, you know what I'm saying, Philly, I got to look through. I think I got some cats from Philly, the one and only Tone Trump. Let me check in here and see if I got that Tone Trump. I got that Tone Trump right here. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to my girl. Her Don is live in the building. You know what I'm saying? She was on our show. Definitely shout out to her. Salute to her. Shout out to Tone Trump, man. Live it up. Tone Trump, we'll be back in a quick second on Lush Radio Online. We'll be coming on in a second. The music's coming on in a second. You know what I'm saying? Switchboard be wilding on somebody sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Switchboard be wild. But we in the building. Like I said, till the music come on. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, we're broadcasting live from, you know what I'm saying, Terry Lewis's studio, you know what I'm saying, the Palladium, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to all the people in the chat room, you know what I'm saying. I got my program manager calling me on the other line. What's up, Cookie? What's good with you? Yeah. Hold up. I was answering the phone, so like I said, the music about to come on in a quick second.
Hi, it's Emma.
We live in Lush, or live in Terry Lewis Studios. Once again, if you don't know, you can call them at 267-505-6520. You know what I'm saying? We at the Palladium House, you know what I'm saying? One of the hottest photography.
She's hotter 49, you got
Digger
on the line.
Oh, you got Digger on the line? Okay. Tell her go ahead and bring her on.
Bring her on.
We live right now. Tell her go ahead. Law Digger will be calling in a quick second. We just got confirmation that she's calling in right now in a quick second. Okay, I'm gonna have to close up. We live. We're still waiting for this music to come on. I don't, this whisper will always be tripping up on me, man. Be wilding out. But as I said, man, we definitely doing our 1-2, man. Make sure you check out the limited edition Lush Radio T-shirts. They're $40. You know what I'm saying? Get them while it's hot. Shout out to LS Hot Art. They custom shirts, you know what I'm saying? You want to be part of the movement, and if you rock with me hard enough, then you need to go ahead and cop you one. You know what I'm saying? Rod Digger will be live on the line with us in a few seconds, you know what I'm saying? So stay tuned. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online, giving you what you want and what you need. We live in the building, you know what I'm saying? Try to wait for this song to come out. I don't know what's this. Okay, here go. Here we go. We live in the building. I'm going to go ahead and pull in my one and only co-host, the one and only Future Guru. Guru, what's up, man?
I'm out here in Jersey, man. Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to LS Hot Art. You know, we high-profile fashion. You know, just giving y'all what you need right now. Shout out to Emma 2K and for wonderfully holding that sister down while she out there in Philly. Lush, what's good out in Philly? Shout out to the whole Philly that's listening. Shout out to Tony
Trump,
Deck Entertainment, Adonis. You know the business right now. We got to keep it tight right now. Real tight.
That's
shout out to Alamo. He going to be listening.
That's what it is. Like I said, I don't know, but like I said, we're going to have Rod Digger live in the building, and we're going to have Rolls Royce live in the building and stuff, man. So we're just waiting for her. I think she was just on the line. I think she kind of bumped off, but we're going to get her back on the line. Like I said, we're going to have the one and only the sister with the mostest, Rod Digger, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. I know y'all waiting for Rod to come down on the line, man. She about to come on real quick, man. So y'all stand fast. So what's going on in Jersey, fam?
Man, I just got off the phone with Murder. Shout out to Lazy K, man. You know, Murder gave me some stuff to do, man. You know, I'm working, man. Yo, shout out to Lazy K. It's really going down. Shout out to the Trap to the Future mixtape that just dropped. And yo, Frenchie 17 on Twitter. Shout out to Gucci, Free Gucci. Y'all know this is so icy. Entertainment, you know that's Gucci and Frenchie. You know that's the deal. The Trap to the Future mixtape is on my Twitter timeline. For those who rock with me on Twitter, my Twitter, Future Guru 100 on Twitter. You already know. Shout out to Frenchie.
Make sure you're following Guru on Twitter. Like I said, we gonna have the hottest sister in the building, the one and only Rod Digger live in the building. We broadcasting live from Philly right now. I'm going to go to the line and see if we have the beautiful, I mean the hottest female MC that I say, classic, Rod Digger on the line. What up, Rod?
That's ass banging, Rod Digger on the line.
What's up,
people? Jersey.
What's good, Philly? I hear Jersey in the house. I heard some Jersey come on the line.
Irvington, all day, Newark, and East Orange, everything. I'm all
okay.
Over right there. Hey, Rod Digger. It's
a
pleasure to have you on.
That's good. Thank you.
I'm telling you.
We got to give you some Lush Radio love. Let me give you some claps, booby.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I just got to say that it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the line right now, sis. Seriously, for real.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, you know, I've done put my work in, man. I appreciate it.
Yo.
Definitely, man.
Woo-hoo.
Yo, Rod Digger, yo, represent our body.
What?
Give it to him. We need that back, yo. We bringing it back. That's what I'm here for. I ain't doing nothing else.
I'm with you. I'm on the boom bap, my damn self.
Yeah.
I got a joint I just sent over to y'all. I hope y'all get the opportunity to play it. If y'all ain't played it already,
he
be playing it while I'm on the line.
Yo, Lush
so
got you if
it
was.
Alright,
that's what it is.
I'm about
but Rob,
to
before we get Rob, before we get into it, you want to go ahead and get some shout outs, Booby?
Yeah, I definitely want to shout Bricks that's been holding me down. Shout out to my producer Nats who collaborated with me on this project I got coming up this summer, y'all. It's called Classic. So just take that title and interpret it however you want to interpret it. But that's what it's going to be. And just everybody that's been supporting me and following me since day one, Dirty Harry. This is like the 10-year anniversary. So I'm like the hip-hop Sade right now. just quietly coming back, doing me, and I got some shit. Ooh, excuse me. I don't know if I'm allowed to use profanity or not, but
this raw, really raw, booby.
That's what it is. definitely expect, you know, whatever you liked about Dirty Harry in previous years, you're gonna love this one.
That's what it is. And first, I got to shout out our program director, program manager Cookie for providing this interview for us, man. You know what I'm saying? Working diligently for Lush Radio Online. And I definitely
That's
appreciate
right.
her for doing what she do, for real. And I'm live right here.
Too. Shout out, Cookie.
That's what I'm live right here, you know what I'm saying, with my photographer and my one and only girl, E2K Magazine, you know what I'm saying, trying to support sisters out here. In the game, man, we support you for real, man.
Oh,
you're doing some things out. You
I
know?
Appreciate it. I mean, I do a lot. You know, it ain't just about it ain't just about rhyming and running out and spending the money. I'm very active in the community. I got two nonprofits. I feed the homeless with one. Another one,
wow.
I teach at-risk youth kids. Like Final Cut, like digital editing, and I got my DJ teaching them how to cut, and my engineer
wow.
teaching them Pro Tools and Logic. So we give back to the community.
That's what it is, man. You ain't even let me get ready to even ask you that question, sis. You are ready to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on into the interview early.
Yes, you know, I love you to death, sis, and that's what Street Queens, the movement, and E2K Magazine is about, and we definitely got to talk to you on the flip side on that, too, you know what I'm saying? Because we definitely
okay.
is behind all that, you know, helping the youth in the community. So, Rob, man, you know what I'm saying? What basically inspired you to get into the music business, man? What made you say that this was my desire?
From day one, I mean, my parents have always been music junkies anyway, so I was kind of brought up just listening to all type of scratchy vinyl and what have you. But the rhyming, it's something I've just been doing, like, for as long as I can remember. And then I went to, like, private school, I went to college, I did all this, you know, stuff to try to pursue a career in engineering because that was like my forte, but I don't know, it just kept calling me, like the music just kept calling me. You know what's crazy though? Ever since I was like 12, yo, I always knew I was going to put out a record, and I made sure I like kept my reputation in school as far as being fast, and I kept all them things intact so I would never have any skeletons coming to haunt me later when I put out my record, because I always knew I was putting out a record. I know, like, it was something that could make you, you know, rich and famous. Like, I was just trying to host MTV rap, so I just wanted to rhyme. And then I saw Queen Latifah on TV doing it, and, you know, this is a chick that lives right in the neighboring city of Irvington. So I was like, oh, okay, I could do it. If she could do it, I could do it. And ever since then, I just, like, was real serious with the whole please listen to my demo, and, you know, became a part of the Lyricist Lounge movement and did a lot of showcases in the city. And ultimately, I came across Q-Tip, who was hosting one, and he brought me on to Electro Records, and I was pregnant at the time, so I guess that made the show even more hype. Like, oh, wow, she riding an 8-month pregnant. She wants that deal. She wants that deal. I wanted that deal bad. I was like 1 month away from, I'm going to have to resort to social services. I got to do something or go back to school or something. So, but I got my deal in my last trimester. And it's been on ever since. After working with Q-Tip and Tribe Called Quest split up, and I went from Q-Tip to Busta. They was all pretty much part of the same conglomerate anyway. So that's how I got the flip mode, and then the rest is history.
That's what it is, man. All I can say is I commend you. You gangster. You doing the show when you 1 month from dropping a low. Go ahead, pimpin'.
Yeah, it was serious. It was like, okay, it's now or never. they need new pampers.
For real. Yo, I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host because he represents Irvington, New Jersey. So you know
okay.
He got some questions for you, Ra-Ra.
Rod Digger, I just want to get your Twitter first. We live on Twitter also. We got our network popping. I got to get your Twitter real quick, then I'm going to ask my question.
Okay, my Twitter is The Real Rod Digger.
All right, everybody that's listening, y'all heard that. It's The Real Rod Digger.
RAHDIGGA, The Real.
The Real Rod Digger. Yeah, so I'm just basically just honored, and I basically remember that how she was like on the stage with that. She said she was pregnant, and that's like makes her part of the legend that we can honor that today. Like the groundwork that was put in, and was we bringing back that boom bap that she feeling. Like basically, I'm from down the street from Bradley Court. Like that, those are my everyday dudes. Like I'm a Munn Avenue cat. Like I grew up all that, went to school. Yeah, so that all of that was through there, the Hooterville thing, everything, that's me. Like that's where I'm at. So I'm just
I'm Velsberg.
That's what I'm saying. So basically I'm glad and I'm honored to let you know where I'm at. I'm still here, I'm grinding, and we doing this for real. Lush was just up here for her birthday, and you know, we boom bastards. She's feeling this Jersey thing. Shout out to the Swamp Team. And we took her to Lazy K. Lazy K is holding down Jersey, so we can definitely do this, man. This feeling that I got, we can do this. You know, so we got your back. But my question is, basically, schooling, we do education and entrepreneurship right now. Like, we bring that to the show. We keep true to that script right there. I want you to just basically tell the people how the independent stance that Rod Digger got to take now is so different from when you did it back and you boom-bapped the deal and went on tour with the biggest names. And to, like, you know, that's basically how I like to tell people how to get it together because they don't have an idea of what they need to build. So shout out to everything you did with the groups from back in the days that's coming, that was came up through Newark. All those names and producers and cats like that, I'm really asking you to go ahead and support them and shout them out and give it to them, yo.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, a big part of me getting down with Elektra and even Sylvia Rohn, who was the CEO of Elektra at that time, part of her even, like, taking notice of me was the Cowboys joint I did on the Fugees album, the score. So shout out to the Fugees. We did that in the Booger Basement right there in East Orange. And that you know, that was pretty much the start of a whole, you know, movement. And then, of course, I had the Outsiders, who was like my Jersey-based clique prior to Flip Mode. As long as I was in Flip Mode, like Flip Mode was my professional crew. That was my deal structure. That was my, you know, that was my bread and butter. But for the most part, you know, my home base cronies was always like in Newark, and that's Young Z, Pace One, ZU. I mean, it's so many to name as is. We got my man, like I can't even think of everybody. Rest in peace, Slang, and you know, the list goes on and on. We got like third, fifth generation Outsiders now, 152 Gang, Fifth James, YV, and Sass. It's like the list is endless. So those are always like my home base grassroots crew. But now I'm pretty much
I'm rocking out Dolo with this album, man. What's crazy is I went away to school. I went to New York Film Academy. I became like a certified editor during my hiatus.
Wow.
So I'm not only am I coming back with an album, I'm about to be like directing the videos and everything else along with it. So yeah, I'm doing that, and I also
watch out now.
Yeah, it's serious. So you know, along with that, I'm just bringing everybody from Jersey with me. I got to shout out Knox is the producer of this album that I'm putting out. Mm-hmm. He's based out of VA. So shout out to everybody in VA that's
I'm out here in the DMV and stuff, but I'm in Philly because, you know what I'm saying, I got to move around. You know what I'm saying? I got to move around.
Okay. I move around.
What's
ain't nothing
wrong
VA.
With that? That's
so,
all with that. We all moving and shaking.
Yeah, I'm so proud of Rob, man. You don't understand how she is an inspiration to all female MCs. Just women in general, I'm so proud of you, Rob. For real, seriously. You know,
yeah,
I definitely,
you know, support my women, and I'm grateful for all my female fans, and you know, any aspiring female rappers listening, just know like it's okay to do you. You could be a B girl, you know, you can focus on your rhyming and everything else. You know, one thing I learned now, especially that I'm older too, like. When you're part of a label and stuff, like, you go through a lot just to, like, appease the label and or, you know, try to do things that they think is going to make you more commercially viable. And if I ain't learned nothing, I learned none of that matters if your music is whack. So my thing is focus on your rhyme and all of that other bandwagon nonsense will follow.
That's real talk right there, Rob. I'm gonna
spend more time worrying about this instead of what you're gonna wear, and I guarantee you'll have your fans in corner pocket all times. And that's real talk, man. She dropping some real jewels. So ladies, I hope you're staying tuned and listen to the jewels. They going ham right now, Rob, on Twitter. I'm gonna throw it to my photographer over here in Philly, the actual question real quick. So since he live right here with me right now. Here you go.
Okay,
man.
How are you?
What's going on, Miss Roderick? How you doing?
I'm chilling, baby. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. I hear you doing a lot of good things in the community, and I appreciate you for doing that because, you know, it's a lot of young people out here don't have positive role models out there, you know, somebody to look up to. So it's good that you got up and you reaching down to get somebody under you, bringing them up also. So keep doing your thing, Mama.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we lost without the kids. We need them to take care of us when we get old. They going nuts right now. Somebody got to fix them.
For real. They is off the hook, and they definitely need somebody to definitely look out for them. I definitely got that hot joint called Warning Shots, you know what I'm saying, from my girl Ra, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So y'all need to check for that joint. We're going to go ahead and look through the arsenal. I got that joint lined up for y'all. And I want
to let me just make something clear about that record. That record is not on the album. It's just a mixtape joint. So I leaked it to the blogs, and everybody been going nuts. Like, oh, snap. They go like, oh, that's not even the first single. That's just some bullshit that ain't even making an album right now. So just to let you know.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Now, we going to go ahead and go to this joint, Warning Shots. Hey, Rod, you going to go ahead and introduce this one, Finn?
Yes, this is Rod Digger's new leak joint called Warning Shots. Just a little taste of what you can expect off the up-and-coming sequel album to Dirty Harry entitled Classic. So,
that's what it is. Here we go.
I had to do it.
A long time.
I tried to take a back seat. You know I'm on some director shit now.
Nice.
But the game a little too boring.
Oh, man.
I know we all miss Lauren.
Yeah.
Somebody gotta do it.
Let's go, baby.
I've been sipping Patron in the city of Rome. Awesome season nigga got me on his video phone. Serenaded by Don, first class from the line. Weezy call me 6'6", cause bitch, I'm the bomb. I don't pop, lock, and drop. I box top shop to shop. All the hot leather crops, bags made out of crop. Chicks hot cause they flopped. I stock, slot, and swap. Being broke tonight, haters blow it out your twat. I opt for more cash. These rappers go all last. Make it rain on these hoes. Switch up the forecast. Turn the blues to sunny. No more shoes have bunnies. In this game, new money is 30 to new 20. Miss 30 to you, honey. Respect your elders. I'm that teacher that'll sell you. Fuck around, expel you. Poster boy, hell, rel you. Cannabis, LL you. History 101. KRS, smelly, mel you. I mic checked it, looped it. Recession proofed it. Snatch your mic. Give it to my dog for a toothpick. Y'all niggas too quick to claim y'all the greatest. My resume pages. Something else like Jadis. Turn up the gang, it. Melanide, teeth tanged it. Fucking headache. That this bitch is back, ain't it? Termination. Salvation, John Connor, all these robot chickens. Cause they show not spitting. Oh no, not quitting. At the range, guns pop in the bed. I'm super head in the gym. I'm on Bach in the booth. I'm like Spot. Star bitch enterprise. Past, present, future live. Long as you've been advised. These inventors on the premises. Watch they all blog me. Fans mob me. Rappers hate, but never try me. All this bank heading. Booty doing, stank legging. Boom, back is back. Thank heaven.
Yeah, 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 that was Rod Digger right there, live in the building, on Lush Radio Online, man, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we about to go back onto the line and talk to Rod. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Rod, what's good with you, Rod, Rod?
I'm good, baby, I'm still here.
I'm still here, I got Spliff on the other line, I'm trying to get him to call in, if he ain't too busy.
Steezy, is he listening? Steezy, you...
I'm about to text him the number right now so he can call in and show you love, sis.
All right.
All right. That's what it is. Like I said, we live right now with Rod Digger. If you're just calling in, it's Lush Radio Online right now. I'm about to text Split Star the number so he can call in and show that love. Like I said, let's talk about this Dirty Harriet thing, man. Where Dirty Harriet come from? Tell us about that.
Dirty Harriet, well, I mean, I always considered myself like an underground artist from the beginning, so I always played on the concept of Harriet Tubman and me being a female MC that I was going to, you know, just pave the way for the underground artist to cross over, and I mean, I think I did that very well, you know. I managed to command a nice following as far as, like, you know, the hipster indie world and the underground world goes, and I also managed to, like, acquire commercial and mainstream success, being, you know, working alongside artists like Busta. So I pretty much got the best of both worlds. So that was my you know, that was my play on that, the Harriet Tubman. I used to call myself Harriet Tubman, and then Dirty was just, you know, that's just what it was as far as, like, the rhyming went. You know, everything was just raw and dirty and just, you know, diamond in the rough. Call it, you know, it's just what it was. It was just, like, authentic, raw, dirty.
That's what it is, man. I think Flip's going to be calling in a few. I just texted him the number, so he should be calling in a few minutes. And stuff.
Okay.
And I got another call alive and on the line and stuff, and we're gonna talk about this class again. What should we expect in a few minutes? Caller from the 732, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with Rod Digger. What's good, fam?
What's good, man? It's damn the delivery, man. Y'all already know. I called in because I seen y'all had my DJ up on here earlier. Had Lazy K on here.
Yeah, not Lazy.
Yeah, I just got signed to Lazy on New Year's Eve. So,
Hey, sweetie.
Yeah.
Hey, sweetie, hold on. Shout out to Lazy. I love Lazy. That's my girl. But Lazy ain't on here today.
I know.
Okay, we got Murder in the building.
I know. And that's what really made me click on there, because I seen it had Murder Baby Lazy, and then it said Rod Digger. I'm like, I ain't hear from Rod Digger in a minute. So, you know, I had to call in and see what's up with you.
Jersey in the building heavy today, baby.
You still in Jersey?
Yeah. I'm all over, you know what I mean? But yeah, my roots is always planted in Jersey.
Listen, I'm coming out with a DVD that got a whole all of the big name artists from like the tri-state area on it. And I mean, so far I got like big names like French Montana, Lazy, people from Gang Green with Max. The list is big, long. I mean, I'm trying to see what's up with you.
Okay. I mean,
coming back out. We need to get you on everything. I need all the exposure. I mean, I'm trying to get everything. I'm trying
to
fuck with you.
Of course, I got you. Matter of fact, you know what? Hit me up. And for anybody, you know, logging in that's trying to get at me for drops or any type request like that, send them to roddiggerbookings@gmail.com.
I'm about to hit you right now.
Yep.
That's what it is.
And it'll go through all the proper protocol, and you'll get what you need on me.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, okay. And back to Ra-Ra. Okay. Hey, Ra, you know I love you, man.
That's what it is.
Hey, Rob, man, tell us about this classic, man, you know what I'm saying? The title is self-explanatory, but we want to know, you know, I know Salute the Knots, you know what I'm saying, that's working with you hard body and everything, man, but, like, Salute the Knots with the whole situation going on with the high production, but is there any other people you're working on, is it straight with Knots on this whole classic
album that's about to drop in June?
Nah, it's strictly a Knots production. And
okay.
it's strictly a Rod Digger production. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not running out trying to get a bunch of features and everybody else to sell the album. Niggas ain't heard from Rod Digger in a minute, and I'm sure that's what y'all want to hear, Rod Digger. So that's what you're going to get, Rod Digger. You're not, every song ain't going to be Rod Digger featuring such and such, Rod Digger featuring such and such. You're going to get Rod Digger in the hook. You're going to get Rod Digger in the rhyme. You're going to get Rod Digger in the bridge. You're going to get Rod Digger on the ad lib. You're going to get Rod Digger in the intro. You're going to get Rod Digger in the outro. You're going to get Rod Digger in the interlude. It's just Rod Digger, a classic.
That's what we want. That's what the industry needs, Rob, for real. Like, I'm sorry to say, you know, but, you know, the industry is needing it. We need a woman to look up to, man. Because I don't know about it.
I mean, you know, I think everybody got something to contribute to the game. It's all a matter of preference, and I think, you know, as far as, like, the media outlets and stuff, they could do a better job as far as, like, balancing out the sounds a bit, but I ain't mad at nobody. I'm just doing me, you feel me?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, you know, when in your era, you know what I'm saying, when you came out, it was a balance. Now it's just, to me, it's too much saturation and too much clones and craziness going on. So, like, you know what I mean? We need that. We need that boom bap. We need that real hip-hop. We need that music. And I'm ready for this classic. I'm excited right now.
Whoever missed rewinding verses, you barking up the right tree, because that's where I'm at with it. Like, I've always been one of them people, like, you know, don't get me wrong. I listen to all type of music, all different genres, all different classes. No matter what, you know, depending on what mood I'm in, like, everything serves a purpose. But when I listen to a hip-hop record, I'm listening to what they're saying. I'm not trying to figure out how to dance to it. I'm not trying to figure out, like, you know, I don't want to hear the beat is so crazy that I can't make out what folks are saying. Like, I just want to hear, do your rhymes make sense? And if your rhymes don't make sense, then the song is garbage to me. I don't care how fun it is to dance to and carry on. So, you know, I don't care about cliche catchphrases or none of that. I want to know, you know, are you saying something that's going to make me go, ooh, did you hear what they just said? And want to rewind it. Like, if I listen to your song three times and I still can't think of one line from it but the hook, then that's a problem to me. So,
and that's real talk. And that's how it used to be, man. You know, that's how I used to be.
I'm on some rhyming shit right now.
And that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what the world needs, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my man back in Irvington. I got another caller calling me from the 609, you know what I'm saying, another Jersey number.
Okay, that's about South Jersey. All right. Shout out to all of the South Jersey, the Shoreheads.
Go ahead and open the lines up. You're live on Let's Radio Online with Rob Tizzle. What's good, fam?
Yo, can y'all hear me? What's good?
We hear you.
What's good? What's good?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? What's good?
This is
your man DJ Alamo, SWAT Team DJ, the General.
Okay.
What's good, fam?
Salute, General.
That's what it is. Rod Digger, before we even get into this, I was with you at the club with School Do in New York, Susie Wong's.
Okay. All right. That's what's up.
That's fam over there, Scoob and all that. So, you know, Google, that's my man. Big shout out to the whole Lush Radio situation.
Okay.
That's what it is. You got a question for
Rob? So, Google, he ain't even there?
He did, man. He's here, man. But you
ask Alan. Ask him, Rod Digger, a question, man. Tell her what's good. Ask her a question,
how about
fam.
This? How can the SWAT team DJs get some music and a drop from Rod Digger?
There you go. Let's make a movie.
You're going to send a request to Rod Digger Bookings, RAHDIDGA, bookings at Gmail.
At Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
And
I got an internet radio show also, you know, jayummyradio.com down in Trenton. We want to bring you down. This is, you know.
Yeah, me and Lush going to visit you, man, because we're going to listen. I'm going to listen to your show after our show because you're coming right on
at
8.
Yeah, after your show.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why I called in to show the love on our end. We all right here, too. The whole team is right here. Like, I tried to put you on speakerphone, but I didn't think y'all could hear me.
Yeah, good look to having Tone Trump on last night. We know you making moves, bro. That's good look right
yeah,
there. We're going to come see you, too.
There, man.
Yeah, we're going
to Presley West and everybody said, what up?
That information is... It's blowing up, my dude. Get that information.
All right, that's what's up. We're going to get out of here. Just wanted to make our call in, but that's what it is. You got it at. Rod Digger, we're going to holler at you.
All right, baby.
Guru, I see you.
Good looking for checking in.
That's what it is, man. Like I said, if you're just checking in, we got Rod Digger, the queen. All hail the queen. She live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and throw a question. You want to ask a question again, Guru, for Rod? You got a question for Rob Guru?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm going to ask my question now, Rod Digger. I'm going back to those days when you mentioned Young Z and the outsiders, everybody you was working with, and shout out to everything that was going on back then. These are the days that I'm trying to capture. Like it's really going down. Like when you had that name like out there, like from the Artifacts and Elder Sensei. And Omega that was rocking, he rocked with the Swamp Thing too over here in Jersey. We need to link up, but we got those cats that you even was rocking with back in the day, back on the team at the Swamp. So I just want to put that out there. We're going to link up on another note just to go. I just followed you on Twitter. So basically,
okay.
we are rocking with Elder Sensei. He on tour right now. Shout out to Elder Sensei. He over in Poland. He over getting it in with the Poland boys that got the Monster Beats. And we rocking with Omega that wrote the score for the Fugees. He helped him out over on there when that project was out. Omega, he's rocking it with us over too at the Swamp. So we bringing that boom back, baby, you know. And shout out to that directing, those moves you making with the direction. I'm feeling that. I wanted to ask you.
One of y'all videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to get Lush involved. We need to get Lush involved because Lush comes to Jersey on the regular.
Yeah, and it's just as good as our rhyme. I tell you no lies.
So we got to make that happen and make that official with Lush. That's basically my question. Can we get it in with Lush on some photo shoots and some videos?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with whatever. Y'all got the right nigga bookings address to hit me up on, and let's make something happen. I'm all for Jersey camaraderie.
That's what it is, man. I'm definitely trying to promote the video joints you got popping out there, for real. We definitely need to support everything that Rod's doing, not just from the videos, but everything from the music. I employ all DJs, everybody that's out there. If you love real hip-hop, if you love Rod, for Rod talent that she is, y'all need to support her. Because if you don't, I might break your back myself. You already know what I do.
The official first single will be out. I'm about to shoot the video for it this weekend coming up. So the official audio for that is going out in like 2 weeks, and that's going to be the first single off the album. And that joint is called This Ain't No Little Kid Rap. So look out for that to hit the blogs in the upcoming weeks. And then, you know, the behind-the-scenes fun stuff is going to follow up, and then y'all going to get the video. So we just going to keep it moving like that until the actual release date, which is, you know, I'm shooting for June. I really was shooting for April because April makes the 10-year, official 10-year, and April 4th is the actual 10-year birthday of Dirty Harriet. So I was shooting for April, but, see, I got kind of lazy over the holidays and playing video games and eating Thanksgiving leftovers all the way to, like, February. So I got a little lazy with the work over the holidays. So now the new release date is going to be, like, late June, early July. But the single is going out next week, probably, like, in the next 2 weeks.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, sis. And
you get your exclusive copy.
I know that, sis. I know you're gonna hold us down with the exclusive, sis. You know what? I'm trying to get. I think he was in the studio when I called him and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But he said that he's gonna be calling in a quick second and everything. But tell us about the new label and everything. Tell us about, you know, tell us about Raw Concept. Tell us about that whole situation.
Okay, well, Raw Concept is a label that was together by Knox, who's like the producer of the situation. And basically, like, I had started feeling like as the 10-year anniversary, it's so crazy how I even came about getting ready to release this album, because I really, between the editing and everything else, the nonprofit stuff, I was kind of done with the music. But then I had a fire at my crib, and, like, I lost everything except for my laptop and my hard drive. Like, those are the only two things that survived this fire. And I had the stuff with me. I was at a studio session. I had my hard drive with me. And then, like, you know, then I had all my conspiracy theory friends like, yo, that's a sign. You got to get back into the music. You got your music files, you know. So it was crazy. And then I was crashing with my mom while they was rebuilding the joint. And one day I don't know if it was the kush or the, you know, all of a sudden I started feeling like, damn, I'm sitting at the same desk in the same room I was in when, you know, right before Dirty Harriet came out. Like, oh, snap, let me see what's, what I could do with this. You know, like, the writing just got real intense, and then I started reaching out to folks, like, that was on the first Dirty Harriet, and then I reached out to Knots, and they was like, yo, you know, I'm forming this label, and you might as well just let us do the whole thing. Well, not that didn't even come up yet. I was just going down there, you know, to get a couple of tracks for the album, and then I went down there and just, like, stayed. And then one, you know, one track turned to three tracks turned into, oh, well, this one was going to go to Dre for Detox, but see what you think. And next thing you know, like, I had a done album, and I had a list of, like, folks that I wanted to work with, but by the time I recorded everything, we like, who can we get on this? Nobody. I don't think you need anybody on it. And, you know, and it just turned into one of them things like, damn, this album go hard. I don't need a motherfucker on here. Shoot. So, you know, that, and that's how it came to be. So I'm putting it out. It's independent. And yeah, I'm just doing it like that. Like it ain't even about like recapturing fame or like trying to be the queen of the streets again, or like it ain't even about none of that. It's about, yo, I like rhyming. I don't know, you know, I don't care what else is going on in the game right now. I don't care what's hot. I don't care what's trendy. I like rhyming. I like, you know, I like listening to rhymes. Those are the kind of songs I like to make, and if anybody else feel the way I feel, get this album, and that's all.
That's what it is, man. What on this classic album? What's your favorite song? What's the song that really sticks out to you that say, yo, this is my favorite joint on this album?
On this album, Straight Spittin'. I got a Straight Spittin' on every album. Straight Spittin' is always the boss.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You know I'm going to put you on the spot, right?
This is Straight Spittin' 4.
Since you like Straight Spittin', right?
And you know I love that raw, riggedy raw from Rod Digger. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm going to put you on the spot. Can we get a Lush Radio exclusive real quick? Can we take it back in the day when we was beating on the table and just rhyming? Can we take it back?
All right, come on.
You want to beat on the phone for me?
we gonna take it back.
We gonna have a Rod Digger exclusive. You want to call in and listen to this joint, 347-826-7722. Rod Digger is about to give us an exclusive freestyle right now. Go ahead, Rod. Give it to him.
I bust it. I'm the only chick that can say things like Rod Digger on the MIC. I'm like the neighborhood watch. Set their eyes on me. It don't make no sense. Get my windows tint. They taking flicks all the way to my fingerprint. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Hold on one second, y'all. Hold on one second. My phone about to die. I'm sorry. Give me 2 seconds. I got to turn about the lock up. Oh, shit.
Yo, I think we officially lost Rob. Her phone died. But you know what? It's all good because she's going to call back in a few minutes and stuff. But she was about to give us an exclusive. But you know what I'm saying? I love Rod Digger to death, man. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for my wonderful program manager, Cookie. Cookie, I love you so much, Cookie.
What's up?
I love you too.
Cookie.
Because
you
do such a wonderful job. Google needs to just show, you know, we just need to show you so much love because you go hard in the paint for us, for real, when it comes to these interviews.
That's
real.
What it is, yeah.
Yo, I'm so excited. She is so real and so sweet. She's a sweetheart, you know. I really love my Digger. And I know it's a real personal thing for my man Google because she from that area, Irvington. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. I was feeling the whole vibe, man. That's why I was, really, proud to have her. It's like a legend, like as far as I'm concerned, because if you gotta go to legends, what you trying to bring back? You know that boom bap is what it is. She caught right on to what I'm trying to do. That's good enough. I'm rocking with Rod Digger. Period.
For real.
I know she's going to come out with that fire.
I'm sitting here live with Emma and my wonderful photographer, Terry Lewis, live at the Palladium House, 4324 Tackawanna Street, 2B, Philadelphia, PA, 1912-4. You can call them at 267-505-6520, TerryLewisPhotos.com. Check them out, man. This dude is doing some hot stuff. When I finish these pictures, man, I be throwing up. We got Rob back on the line with us. She's back, and she's going to give us our exclusive. Rob.
Plug that phone up, baby.
You back? Rob, you back?
Yeah, she's plugging up her phone. Rob, do it.
I think she's talking to somebody. We gonna wait and see. I think she's talking to somebody. Rob, you back with us? Did Ron know she called back? Rob, you there? Rob. Okay, we gonna give her a second and see what's going on. But like I said, man, it's an honor, like I said, to have Ra on the show. You know, I definitely, you know what I'm saying, as being coming into the game as an MC myself, and then, you know what I'm saying, looking up to people like Rod Digger and Lauren Hill and stuff like that, you know, it's just like, you know, it's some serious stuff right there that's really serious. Like, to see somebody, your idol, to come on the line, you actually get to talk to them, and just somebody that you just respect. And once again, if you would like to connect with Rod Digger, make sure you email her at roddiggerbookings@gmail.com. roddiggerbookings@gmail.com. If you want to book her for a show, you want to do an interview, if you would like her to even edit some of your video work, or you want her to shoot some of your video work, Rod gets it in. She has her certification. My baby is smart. I love her to death. Rod is going in. And I need to support her. and what she's doing. Her phone just went dead, so she'll be calling in a little bit later, hopefully. But like I said, once again, we're also going to have up-and-coming artist Rose Royce live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and go to some quick music, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. I'm going to go ahead and see if I got that Real Rap Pro in the building. I'm going to go ahead and play that. Shout out to True Son Ali. We here. Man, I was about to play that song and Rock calls back. Okay. Is Rob back?
Okay, I'm here.
You there, Rob?
Yeah, hey, she Rob. Got that. She got that phone charger.
Okay.
Yeah, we was feeling you spitting, yo. We loved it exclusive. We know we got exclusive. Take it away. Get comfortable.
I was on the phone saying hello. I heard y'all talking, but y'all couldn't hear me.
We couldn't hear you, boo. I was like, man, Rod on the line, man. I'm trying to hear. Cookie back on the Cookie's on the line with us. Cookie, you wanna say something to Rod, Cookie?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to say something to Rob?
I love you.
Where we left off. Can I pick up where we left off?
Yeah.
I was getting nice and then warmed up. I was getting nice and turned up.
That's what it is. We all the way turned up right now. We got Rod Digger live in the building. Y'all better turn up your ass, turn up your radios. She about to give us an exclusive. Go ahead, Rob.
Yes.
Pick up where you left off.
Where I left off. Bust it. It's a new day, finally. You should try to do you. Stop trying to do me. First of all, it could never be two of me. Want to be on top. Got to get through me. Write your own rhymes. First rule to me. Have to change your game plan in lieu of me. Labels can't get through to me. Going in on a rapper ain't new to me. But that's enough about moi. Enough about me. Let's talk about y'all. Y'all rappers seem stagnated, coagulated. Mad at the Matrix, I done graduated. Never mind y'all, y'all ain't nothing to study. Make me get my boots muddy, you know it's gonna get ugly. Make them say, uh-oh, but I ain't Kid Cudi. I'm like a J.O. Kanye, but I'm way more gully. I got that handcrafted, tell me that. I'm gangster, they be asking where that do-rag at. I just like music, so I do that. I got me a classic, make it two at that.
Ah, we got that girl Rod Digger live in the building. The woman's in the building. All hail the queen. Y'all know what this is.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
You heard it first on Lush Radio Online. Rod Digger freestyling, giving us that ill will. You already know what it is, baby.
Just something to go around.
Oh, yeah. So, rah-rah, man, I'm loving you. I love your whole demeanor. You're giving back to the community. You're giving us that rawness, that classic, and we waiting for that. Any other things that we need to look forward to, once again, give them out the website, the email, and all that jazz, you know what I'm saying? Is there anything we should look forward to right now, any other things besides? We know the album is going to come out classic, and, you know, we know the producer you're working with is not. But anything, other stuff that's in the schedule that we should look out for also, sis?
Well, definitely look out for the first single that's coming out in like 2 weeks. That's called This Ain't No Little Kid Rap. And then
okay.
Y'all can follow me on the Real Rod Digger at Twitter. And definitely like look out for that directorial credit directed by Rod Digger. Shout out to Raw Concept, the label. Shout out to Knots for producing the whole project and just everybody that's been supporting me. The MySpace is Rod Digger 1. The Facebook is The Real Rod Digger. And just look out for big things. The album classic is dropping this summer, 2010, and it's going to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of Rod Digger.
That's what it is, man. Rod, if you could be the head honcho of the industry, like you was running the industry yourself, what would be the first three things you would change?
First three things I would change in the industry. Well, for one, I would change some of the program directing at the radio stations. I would, I would kind of spread out how many times a day you hear certain songs and try to mix it up with a few others. I would definitely get more females out there, like play more females and show them support. And then I would, I don't know. I would just put Rod Digger in charge of everything. I just made sure Rod Digger stay in charge of everything.
Yo,
I would definitely raise the bar for A&Rs as far as, like, you know, who they recruiting and who they, you know, who they signing, and make sure they focusing more on people that actually got talent and not who, you know, not who they just putting together for that moment.
That's what it is, man. That's what I'm saying. Rod Digger for president. Everybody vote right now. Rod Digger for president.
That's right. I'm sorry. I got to get ready to boogie because I got, like, it's like mad stuff going on in my house right now. Folks coming home from work, kids coming, daughter coming in. Everybody looking at me like,
That's
I'm
what
hungry.
It is.
I need the phone.
Rod's a real mumble right here, man. Love it to death, man. We love you, Rod. We support you, man, and we wish you the best. Mi casa, su casa. Make sure that this ain't the last time. Whatever you got, man, send it. We're gonna support
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. I wanna call back in when I drop the single.
That's what it is. We got that. Whenever you want to, anytime, anything, just let us know, man. We love
okay.
you, man. Seriously,
that's what
man.
It is. Shout out to Jersey Rex.
For real. All right. All hell to queen. For real. Love you to death, man. Talk to you later,
okay.
man.
Appreciate it,
Rod. Go ahead and be wonderful. Ra Ra in the building. Rod Digger was live in the building on Lush Radio Online, giving us what we need, what we want. That's that classic music, baby. Make sure you support her and what she's doing out there in her movement, man. Make sure you're supporting the music, DJs, everybody out there, bloggers. Make sure you're supporting that. You know what I mean? Because we need to support everybody that's doing their thing. Quick update to let you guys not know, Hadonis the Amazon is presenting She's Got Talent. $1,000 showcase is going down in Philly Friday, April 9th at 9:00 p.m. to 2 a.m. And basically, you have to sign in by logging on and emailing shegottalent10@gmail.com. It's a cash prize of $1,000, and you also win a 4 hours of a photo shoot time. And along with that, you get you also got a contest going on over there about getting low, and that's $250 cash prize. And the club is Club Sky, 701 Adams Avenue, Philadelphia, PA. And it's definitely going to be a hotter venue. I'm trying to actually host the joint, so I might be over there in Philly. Make sure you support. There's another female artist doing a thing. Make sure you support her. Once again, I told you I'm broadcasting live from Terry Lewis Studios at the Palladium House, 4324 Tackawanna Street, 2B, Philadelphia, PA, 1912, number 4. You can call them at 267-505-6520, or you can log on to www.terrylewisphotos.com, and you can see some of his work. He's doing some hot things. And once I finish my photo shoot, I will be posting him up on Twitter. It's going to be crazy. And like I said, we're going to have my boy Rolls Royce live in the building. You know what I'm saying? So now I can go ahead and go to the music. But I definitely salute my girl, the one and only Rod Digger for coming on the show and showing us so much love. So I'm going to go ahead and show this love to my boy, the one and only True Son, Real Rap Pro, and we're going to be back on Lush Radio Online in a few seconds with Rolls Royce. In a quick second.
Growing up, attending school functions, happy daddy showing up. Internet, they say I'm blowing up. Check this couple pictures with legal lips. Not a comment showing up. What it is, what it be, what it look like. In the crib, this is D, making stress right. So we gotta keep that bread tight. MOB, money over bullshit. Starting at the red light. And that's some real life shit, man. You know what I mean? Got some more things I wanna say. Hold on, I'm gonna keep going. Try to tell them that I'm on another level, in another lane, partially insane. What you saying, homie? Nothing to do with me. BK Hood Star for the crew with me. Just East New York, Famine Browns, Big Rock, Rock, Rizzy, OGs from the hill. In the Matrix, red or green pill. Gotta get your shit together, probably don't understand that scene still. Heavy bank with a mean pill. Check my intellect, can't forget. R.I.P. to Mike Beck. Come correct, what you see is what you get. But don't touch a book box, cover work the mother. You never know. I plan to be a multimillionaire one day. Big businesses, corporations, big boss in your day. Keep on winning, homie, that's what the people say. I see them grinding, this is work every single day. Roll the goal, let me show you the way. Cause it's like heaven, rest the day of the seventh part of me, Reverend. Strapped with knowledge itself, plenty wealth. All the troubles I've seen, following my dream. Gotta show some love to my team. Just cause I'll beat Sparrow, Ty, Holly, Boom, Lover, my brother. Ron Squad, Jimmy Boss, Fresh. Shout the Sun, Sun, know it's 187 on deck. Gotta get it, get respect. Shake my hand with the right, disrespect with the left. Yeah, that's some old school shit, man. Don't ever give me a pound with your left hand. Slap shit out you. Real life, real raps. Everybody. BK Hussars, we in the building. We so international. Hey, yo, Bo, I think I got me a new AKA. International B. I'm up out of here.
We back in the building on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is. We're going to have Rose Royce live in the building. You already know what it is. Live on Lush Radio Online. Like I told you, She Got Talent is going down April 9th, Friday, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., man, at Club Sky. Make sure you support her, Donna's. Salute to her. Salute to everybody in Philly, man. They doing real big things out here, man. This is a nice market, for real. Seriously, if you want to move down to Philly, Philly got some things popping out here, besides the Philly cheesesteaks, which I love, and they melt in your mouth. But I'm going to go ahead and go to the lines. And, Cookie, you still there with me, Booby?
Yep.
Cookie? Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? What's poppin'?
What's going on? I'm here.
I know what's going on. Let's try to get it in, because she out there with doing it big with the photo shoot, but she's trying to act like she's not all hooked up and dressed up. She's gonna surprise everybody when she throw up them pictures. Like she's gonna go hard. Like I already know what's up. What's up, Lush? Shout out to Finn. Lush ain't slick. She getting it in. She dressed up and everything. I already know. I bet you.
Yeah, I'm about to get into my whole little photo shoot segment after we finish with Rolls Royce and stuff, so we can get it cracking. You know what I'm saying?
About that.
But Cookie, man, I just got to say, man, I'm proud of you, sis, for real. Like, I'm going to tell everybody right now while we're live that I am proud of Cookie. She is our program manager, okay? And she does a great job, you know what I'm saying, on everything, you know, when it comes to getting these interviews. So if you want to book an interview, people keep asking, how do I get on Lush Radio Online? How do I get on Lush Radio Online, you know? And I'm like, basically, all you have to do is basically go to K-Star Beauty, at K-Star Beauty on Twitter, and tell her you would like to get an interview on Lush Radio Online, and she will set it up. That is the program manager. And
man,
she's the one that
gets off. Poppin' first. You got to be popping, too, though. Come on. Come on, knock it off. You got to be popping. Sorry. You got to be popping.
But,
good show, man. We rocking.
Make sure that you contact her to go ahead and book, you know, you on the show. And on top of that, if you want to submit your music for How to Not, make sure you contact Future Guru 100.
Exactly.
Future Guru 100 on Twitter for the How to Not submissions or Ebony. I'm going to go to the phone lines and see if we have my man with the plan, Rolls Royce, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Rolls Royce, are you there, baby?
Believe that. You know I'm locked in. What's going on with it?
What's up with you, Poppy?
Chilling, chilling, family. How's everybody? Everybody doing good?
Yeah,
everybody's
man.
Doing great, man.
Good to have you on.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. We just out here grinding. You know what it is? Just, you know, trying to get to the next day and make the connects connect. You feel me?
Yeah, my man.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, baby. I really appreciate it. Shout out to the whole New York, everybody, you know, tuned in right now. You know, 305 in Miami, touching in the building, you feel me? So. That it?
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit. All right. What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing out there? You good?
We good, man. You know, before we get into a Rolls Royce, you want to go ahead and get some shout-outs in, Boobie?
Shout-outs, yeah, we'll handle that. We'll handle that. But definitely shout-out to the whole New York, everybody out there, you feel me? Embassy Elite, Laison, Jason, whole Def Jam, everybody, you know, out there in New York just getting it in that cold weather. I'm out here in this hot, hot, real hot summer weather out here in Miami, you know, just chilling.
Right.
Drinking coladas, wet willies, you know, just lounging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like I need to be out there then.
Oh, shit.
All I'm saying, when we touch down, we need to holler at my boy Rolls Royce, man.
Oh,
that's where it
definitely.
Is.
Definitely. We're at the clubs. I take you around. We do what it does, you know. And what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
What's y'all, man? So what's good? Lush Radio, we in here. What's good?
Mm. Hey, man, we here supporting you. Independent artists doing their thing out here. You moving and shaking, songwriter, you know what I'm saying, singer, doing your 1-2. So, you know, we're going to put you on the spot tonight because, you know,
Oh, definitely.
Real quick, can you put your Twitter out there for the people because they going ham on Twitter right now.
Yeah,
what's
my
Twitter
is DareLHK, and that's The Real HK. There's a lot of impersonators out there that call themselves the Hook King and this and that. So I'm here letting you know that the real Hook King, the only Hook King, is me, and that's DareLHK, and that's Rolls Royce on Twitter.com/TheRealHK. So y'all can follow me right now. Follow me after the show, but just follow me and let's get it in. You know what it is.
That's mm-hmm. what it is. That's why I love my program manager because she is on point. She is going hard. So make sure you're on my timeline and you see what Cookie put up there. Go ahead and retweet that hard body right now on Lush Radio Online with your boy Rolls Royce. Rolls Royce. So,
Rolls
Royce, tell us what inspired you to get into the music business, baby.
Well, I mean, like everybody else, it started with a dream, you feel me? A dream. I'm not one of these artists that, you know, just got a little bit of bread and decided to go in the studio, spend some money, and drop a couple tracks. Like, this is what I do. I'm an artist. I mean, for the people that know me out there, they know what I bring to the game. They know how I've been doing it for the last 7 years or whatnot. But this is not every man's dream, you feel me? This is not just something you could just, you know, pick up today and do. This is something you're born with. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to bring to the table besides, you know, my art and my craft of what I do, my singing ability, my hooks. I'm trying to, you know, let the world know that I'm here. This is not a game and you know, the Hook King. And we on Lush Radio right now just, you know, doing it. And pretty much what inspired me coming up was my mom was actually a singer growing up herself. So, I mean, I got the roots in it through her, and basically, I mean, just the love for music, the love for creating new music and you know, just going hard with it and having, you know, people enjoy the music, and you know, I'm trying to reach a whole population. I'm trying to, you know, reach everybody, the whole world, Africa to Russia, I mean, all that. So, I mean, I'm just putting in hard work and, you know, doing what I do to you know, go to the next level, really. That's pretty much what inspired me, my mom, and just the love for the music, really.
That's what it is. And I heard it from a buddy. You look like you a Latin man. Can you tell us where you represent?
Oh, most definitely. I'm Cuban. I'm Cuban, you feel me?
Oh,
I'm Latino. Latino, have to. But I don't really do Spanish music. I could if I want to. I've done a couple Spanish records or whatnot, but it's really not, you know, my bread and butter. My bread and butter is the urban R&B, you know, soulful type music. So that's what I'm going for right now, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard your stuff. It's some good stuff. But you know, for the ladies, you know, they like them Latin poppies and stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, so, and I love them. And I love all the mommies out there that like to, you know, sit back and drink a glass of wine and just put their feet up in the tub and listen to that slow R&B music.
Wow.
But don't get it twisted. I go in, though. I go in. See, I also rap, but like I told you,
what?
The bread and butter always in the R&B stuff that I do. So, but I got a couple freestyles out right now, you know, on a couple different records where I'm spinning 16s and shit. Give me one second. I'm about to switch phones, all right?
That's what it is. While he's switching phones and stuff, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a sample of one of his joints right here called Hood Girl. So we're going to give you Hood Girl, and we'll be back again with the boy, Rolls Royce, and then we're going to go ahead and throw it to Guru so he can ask Rolls Royce a question. Hood Girl by your boy, Rolls Royce.
We live in the building. We live in the building with your boy, the one and only. Can y'all? I don't know if y'all guys can hear me. We back again, like I said, your girl Lushy Lush live in the building with your boy, Roy's voice. Y'all heard, you know what I'm saying, Hood Girl, and y'all heard Famous, you know, quick snippets of, you know, some of the joints, you know, my boy did. And, you know, we're going back to the phone lines, you know what I'm saying? He representing the Miami area right now, doing his 1-2, singer-songwriter, doing his 1-2. Man, we just talking to him about his music and, you know, how he got into the whole music industry and stuff like that. We're going to go ahead and bring Rose Royce back on the line. You back on the line with us, Boo?
Yes, sir. I'm here, ma.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Guru. Guru, you got a question for Rose?
Yeah, definitely. Just some of the people who he out there working with and, you know, some of the styles of music he might be looking for some producers or, you know, or name a couple of producers he working with right now. Like, who you actually going in with right now?
Well, right now, basically, I mean, I've worked with a lot of big names. You know, the Diaz Brothers, they produce for a lot of big-name artists such as, you know, Rick Ross, Pitbull, names like that, 50 Cent, Lloyd Banks. Basically, right now, I got a mixtape about to drop, right? The mixtape is... At first, it was called Rising Icon, and I wasn't going to take it the route that I'm about to explain to you right now. But basically, I had so many songs with so many features because usually, you know, they call me in for the hooks. You feel me? So I was looking at my hard drive, and I'm like, damn, I got a lot of features. You feel me? That's not the route I'm going for an album like that. I mean, I sing R&B, so, you know, on R&B albums, there's usually, you know, two or three rappers featured on verses. But so for this particular mixtape I'm about to drop, it's still going to be called The Rising Icon. That mixtape should be coming out like in about a month or so. And on that mixtape, I got features from Jim Jones, Sheik Looch from D-Block, Embassy Elite, which you heard with me on that song, Hood Girl. Who else we got on there? We got Mike Beck, R.P. to Mike Beck. You know, one time for him, he showed me a lot of love. R.P. to Beck, you know, he was a good soldier, man, in the game that, you know, just... you know, passed away due to, you know, some circumstances that happened or whatnot, but we still riding with him. We got Beck on there. I got Nocturnal out the West Coast, who used to rock with Dr. Dre. And, you know, I'm just out here working, man, working. As far as producers, I got Anum, who's an up-and-coming producer out of, you know, Miami. Who else am I working with? Ripley out of Texas, another hard worker coming out with some hot beats. You know, S. Jones, and just, you know, dealing with everybody, really, man. Whoever wants to work, you know, I'm working with, if they got good stuff, and that's how we doing it, man. We just working and trying to get all these songs out and, you know, keep the grind going forward and you know, get to the top with it. You feel me?
Okay, so with this new mixtape and everything, are there any other things that we need to be looking for and everything, like new album, anything else?
Well, yeah, I'm working on an independent album right now called Until My Time Comes. Famous is the lead single off that project. I'm dropping that independently. I'm working on that right there. I'm like 60% done. You know, I'm in the studio daily just working, you know, getting these songs finished, you know, getting the right music, you know, intact to get ready to, you know, come out in third quarter this year and, you know, just let the world know that it's not only, you know, Rolls Royce the Hook King on hooks, but he can make a full-length record and you know, come out with some hot music that people can relate to and him and it be himself, just me on the record. So I'm, you know, working on my singles right now, working on hits, and, you know, just keeping it real and, you know, getting in, man. One thing is that I don't just travel, I don't just do one grind. You know, I travel different avenues. I also am a writer for 24HourHipHop.com, one of the biggest hip-hop sites on the net. I've interviewed everybody from Raekwon to Nicki Minaj to, I mean, the list goes on. Mike Beck before he passed, Kamasi. I mean, my contacts are strong. It's New York, L.A., and Miami really where I'm working with. But I work with a lot of different artists, you know, out of a lot of different states. And, you know, that's what it is, man. Everybody always needs a good hook for you know, their hit records, and that's what I do. I do hits. So when they need me, they holler, and I make it do what it does. I mean, and, you know. We work out paperwork and we work out money sometimes. Sometimes I fuck with niggas on the strain, but I'm definitely on the grind and you're definitely gonna be hearing a lot more from me in the days to come, in the months to come, and in the future. You feel me?
Yeah, you definitely grinding out there, Rolls Royce. We see your movement and how you moving, man. Hard body. We got a caller. Seems like they from your area code. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Caller from the 305. You're live in the building on Lush Radio. It's your name and where you repping.
Yeah, yeah, what's poppin', man? This is the kid, Young Trap, straight out of Dade County, 30
Trap,
you know, I'm rocking with my man, Rolls Royce.
All right.
In the
what's
building,
up, bro?
You know. What's up, Rolls Royce?
Ain't shit, grinding, man.
Everything good, baby?
Yeah, man. Hey, by the way, this Young Trap right here, we got a new record coming out. That's what legwork does. You could tell legwork. This ain't people just calling. And there's people that you know, I hit up that told them, hey, come check me out, and they checking me out. You feel me? So this is Young Trap on the line. He's a hot new artist coming out of Miami. We got a new record that really is going to just take off. The song is called Come Through, and it's produced by Mark Midas, an up-and-coming producer out of Miami. And man, Trap, you don't even know, man. That record is really, really, really going to take off, bro. The thing about the record that me and Trap got is that it's something that sounds like from the 90s. And that's what I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to bring back the 90s when music was, you know, real, when it was about a good time, when it was about partying and having a good vibe. And, I mean, the record sampled. It has, like, an old classical jazz sample in the background. And Trap provided the verses on that, man. And we're making it do what it does, Trap. What's good, Trap? You good?
Yeah, we rocking out, man. You already know what it is. You're showing some love, man. Rolls Royce, look out for him, man. The next big thing in the R&B.
Appreciate that, bro.
Put your foot out there, fam.
Hey, yo, Trap.
Yo, come again.
That's you, man. Drop your Twitter on there.
I can't hear you, baby. Say it again.
Put your Twitter out there, love.
Oh, Young Trap 305. YUNGTRAP 305.
Okay, that's what it is. We appreciate you calling, baby. That's what it is, man.
I'm tuning in.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online right now. We're live with Rolls Royce. He's doing his thing in the industry. Rolls Royce, man, being in the industry, we got good times, we got bad times. What do you think was your hardest adversity that you had to face being in the industry?
Oh, man, just, you know, dealing with certain type of people and having to play the chess game. You know, it's very political. The music game is very political, and you got to know who to deal with. And sometimes you got to deal with people you don't even like to deal with. You just got to deal with them for the greater cause of what you're trying to accomplish, you feel me? So that's one of the things, you know, dealing with some of these individuals that, you know, really, you know, sometimes they don't got it in the best interest for you at the end of the day. That's one, and then I'd say just primarily just that, you know, dealing with all these different type of people and just doing it. Also, coming up in the game, I don't know if I mentioned when you asked me this question, I was actually signed to an independent label in New York and Long Island, a dude by the name of Kaleidoscope. It's a white Jewish cat that had a lot of paper and whatnot, right? So I was rocking with him. It was me and another artist out of Miami called Lex. He recruited us. He moved down from New York, you know, bought his own spot out here. We were dealing with him, you know, I mean, and that's pretty much like it was in all, let me see, like 04. And really with him, I was able to experience, you know, what it was to be in the game. Right, I mean, tour bus was wrapped up. We were going on a 50-state tour. All the artists had money. I mean, living that life, you know, not just struggling as an up-and-coming independent artist. Even though the label was independent, you know, I was going through that. At the same time, so we rocked out for like a year, you know, dropped my mixtape in God We Trust, which you can Google and, you know, download that. And I had Scott Storch on production on there. You know, I had Pitbull on the record. I had a couple other cats. And in that situation in 03, my cousin, Scope, goes ahead. Scope, the CEO I mentioned to you, for House Money was the name of the label, went ahead and started dealing with Pitbull on his prime right before he blew up. So what went ahead and happened was that Pit was like, Scope, don't worry about it, man. I'm about to blow up. When I blow up, I got you. So, you know, a year passes by. He comes out with the record Culo. You know, Culo, for all them Latinos out there, you know what Culo means, ass. And whatever, man. So the record was popping. It came out, and then Scope, you know, came back to Pit. Like, Scope was, you know, taking care of his problems, you know, giving him money or whatnot. And then at the end of the day, Pit blew up, didn't go ahead and put him on. At the same time, this is where I'm going to explain to you what happens. My cousin was actually his public relations at the time. So my cousin riding with Pit was like, hey, you know, Scopes, you know, Scope went ahead and did a freestyle, which got played on Hot 97 to the Ether beat, which was like about 8 minutes long. And he went ahead and dropped this freestyle, just, you know, talking down on Pitt, saying this and that. At the same time, my cousin's like, hey, I was in a good situation, me personally. I was, like I told you, we were about to go on a tour, a 50-state tour bus ready, studio inside the tour bus, everybody's individual mixtape pressed up for, you know, for sale, for promotion, for whatever the case was. And then my cousin's like, hey, man, look what's happening. You know, leave this dude alone. I was younger at the time, so I didn't know better. And you know, for listening to my cousin at that one time, I went ahead and, you know, and left that situation based on that, you know, Pitbull was like, yo, I can't tolerate that shit no matter what. The song got played two or three or four times on Hot 97. And at that moment, my cousin was like, hey, you either deal with him or you deal with me. And that was blood. So at the end of the day, I thought blood was thicker than water, which I eventually found out it wasn't true. So that's how pretty much I came up.
In this industry, baby, hey, there's no such thing as blood. This is a straight cutthroat.
Straight up, cutthroat.
It's just great, hey. Like they say, excuse my language, but hey, if you give them money, they gonna act funny.
For real. I mean, so right now I just got, you know, I got my head on right. I'm focused, you know, focused, ready, and just, you know, working on all these new records. You know, about to drop this new mixtape, which I need everybody to go out and support, which is called Rising Icon, which should be out next month. I was trying to get Camilo to host that jump off. Been back and forth. The thing is with the DJs in Miami, I mean, I got love for a lot of them, but there's just certain individuals that, you know, just you know, they got to get slapped every now and then. You feel me? So at the end of the day, I mean, the reason why the project hasn't dropped.
We're slapping people, though, you know what I'm saying? We can't be promoting violence. Lawsuit, you know, we don't want to promote violence.
We don't want to promote violence, but at the end of the day, I mean, life is life and shit happens. You feel me? And,
you know,
but the DJs
out
here.
We want to smack a lot of people. For real.
Nah, man, I just do me, man. It's just, you know, a lot of trickery in the game.
Hold on 1 second, sweetie. Yeah. We got a caller from the 206. Live on Lush Radio Online. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on real quick.
Yeah.
Caller from the 206. You're live on Lush Radio Online. If I get this switchboard coming back and acting right for me. if it wants to act right for me. Switchboard. Well, switchboard, are you going to work for me? Okay, 206, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good?
Hey, yo, what's good?
You're good. You're live with Rolls Royce, man. What's good, fam?
What's up?
Hey, yo, what's up, Ryan? It's Louis V, man.
Louis V, that's that boy right there. She had those very own.
Yeah.
What's up, Louis? How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm here in this combo, man. I got support up here, man. I'm letting everybody know about 24-hour hip-hop jump off and how you doing down there in Miami and City, Florida, you know?
Appreciate that, fam. How you? You good?
I'm good, man. You know, I just dropped that new mixtape, you know, Street Dreaming, you know. Just got the little, you know, interview with my dude Ryan Key. Shout out Ryan Key. You know, got me on 24hourhiphop.com. Got the buzz going like a beehive and shit, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, Lush, like I told you, I'm also a writer for one of the biggest hip-hop sites on the net. So, I mean, I get it in.
When we going to get with you, so, you know what I'm saying, we can talk about, you know what I'm saying, getting the write-up. What's good, my dude?
We in there. I mean, you know, we in there. I mean, once we hang up, you know, it's money. We can, you know, do what we do, and we going in on it. It's not a problem whatsoever. Shout out to the owner of 24-Hour Hip Hop, Big Chuck, who's the VP of Pole Boy Records, Big Boss, does real good business. You know, he got Billy Blue popping right now. He got Flo Rida popping, Briscoe. I mean, it's crazy what he's doing right now. Shout out to him. Shout out to Breeze. And shout out to everybody in 24-Hour Hip Hop. That's family right there.
Word.
Salute to them, man, doing their thing out there for real. Salute to them. You know what I'm saying? We love all media, man. Every aspect, we love them, man. Salute to all media that's in the grind, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We here.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
We got to get Seattle some love, though, man. Seattle, we get overlooked a lot.
Tell him, Louis, tell him. Tell him about Seattle, man.
One of the hottest spitters out here, man. Shout out to my boy Logix, my boy Mies, you know what I'm saying? You know, Dom Def. You know, we got spitters out here, man. We're an untapped market. We're like that one white girl at school that nobody touched, but she was the smartest one.
You're crazy, bro.
Team over in our backyard. We got Boeing. You know what I'm saying? Microsoft, Starbucks. I mean, this is the home. We got the most millionaires in the country. Everybody look at New York and Cali and Florida and Texas. But we the realest, you know, wealthy you know, abundant state. We like an untapped virgin. You know, come somebody need to come fuck this state up, man, and get us right, man. You know what I'm saying?
Seattle, man. You next, man. You next, Louie.
You crazy.
Yeah. That's my man Louis V right there, man. Seattle's own, man. He holding the throne right now, man. He holding the throne in Seattle. And definitely, we definitely got to show love to Seattle. And all these media outlets need to start, you know, really going to Seattle and checking out what they got going on. Because they definitely got some skills.
Shout out to Seattle, man. Lush Radio might have to come to Seattle and see what's good, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't ride international. We don't like separate, man. We love the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? The West Coast. We like Seattle, even though it rained a lot over there. But shout out to Seattle, man.
We got rain, though, but there's a lot of money circulating through this joint, though. I mean, like, we see Seattle, we have a lot of kingpin dope dealers and a lot of, you know what I'm saying, shooters like Brooklyn and, you know, like Florida and Arizona. But we got guys up here, you know, 21 years old, driving Maserati Quadriportes, and myself, you know what I'm saying? I didn't touch the oil.
Come on.
You know,
give me some nuts.
Yeah, man. I only deal with people that get money and people that are, you know, serious and do what they do. You feel me? Shout out to Louie, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my boy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Mr. Fab. Homie on that, shoot me a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Check me out at LouisV206@gmail.com. Ryan Keith, I got mad love. For this hip hop station, I got mad love. Let me get a blast. It's all love, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, put your Twitter out there, man, because we got to check out Seattle, man. You talking about that money circulating out there. Put that out there,
hey,
man.
Hey, check me out at LouisV206. That's LouisV206, man. Follow me on Twitter. Like I said, shout out to my dudes out there, Philly Flector Billy. You know, he hold his boy down real tough, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny that, you know what I'm saying, I got real industry cats that mess with Fab. Shout out to my boy Fabulous, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Michael Harvard, you know what I'm saying? All these cats is really helping me out, man. Like, they really see a young dude with ambition and drive, and I'm really, that's my first mixtape, you know what I'm saying? This is my first LP, and that joint's hot. It's burned down.
Hey, tell them where they could go get that, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we in here.
Hey, Louis V, your man Rose Boy said, you know, tell them where they can get it at, you know. Hello? I don't know if he's still there, but put your man's Twitter name out there, Rose, because you know it's all about you right now, fam, you know what I'm saying?
What's good? What you say?
I said, put his stuff out there, man, his Twitter and everything, because you know it's all about Rolls Royce and the support we try to give you out there, fam.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I got y'all. We're going to get it in many ways.
That's what it is, man. Rolls Royce doing his thing. I need y'all cast to support Rolls Royce. You do. I'm going to go ahead and throw it one more time to my one and only Google representing the Irvington area, my other co-host. And shout out to Ebony, our other co-host representing the Cali area. You know what I'm saying? Google, go ahead and get it in, fam.
Nah, I just heard him, Louis V. I caught the end of his Twitter page. I'm not sure if it was LouisV26, but that's what it seemed to be. LouisV26 on Twitter. Matter of fact, I wanted to ask HK, I wanted to ask Rolls Royce about what does he feel like that's missing in the game. I mean, you know, you're a cat that I can tell that's doing sessions. People, like, you're in demand. So tell the people, like, that people that don't have their business together, when you walk around and say, you know, tell them what's missing from the game, man, as far as people's work ethic. I'm going there with it.
Work ethic? I mean.
Yeah, tell them what's missing, man.
Like, I'm telling you, man, this is not for everybody. You feel me? Like, I eat, sleep, shit, music. And I also eat, sleep, and shit the business. You feel me? This is a grind. This is, yo, get up in the morning, and you don't know when you're going to sleep. You feel me? Like, this is hard work. I mean, some people just, you know, buy their way in the game. Some are spoon-fed deals. Some are just, it takes hard work, man. I mean, as far as music-wise, the game's in a pretty good situation. I would like to see more MCs talk, you know, come out like real MCs and you know, those type of cats be exploited, which are, you know what, I gotta give a shout out. If you ain't up on this man right here, and this is a special shout out just because I known him for a minute and now he's popping, so he deserves his respect, even though we doing my interview. He goes by the name of Ghost Rider. and he's about to pop. He's from Miami. He, you know, just sat down with Dr. Dre the other day, you know, in the studio with Dr. Dre, listening to Detox, you know, right from the crib. So I got to give respect, you know, when it's due, because he's definitely putting in hard work. So shout out to Ghost Rider.
That's my dude. We had him on the show before. Shout out to Ghost. He a good dude, man.
Most definitely. So, I mean, what the game's missing right now, as far as, like I told you, the music-wise, I mean, the game's pretty good. I would just like to hear some more reality and not so, you know, much dreaming and so much. But it's just like a movie, man. Sometimes, you know, you got to say shit. I mean, realistically, I mean, other people are going to say, you know, I'm talking shit. Some are going to respect what I say. But at the end of the day, sometimes you just got to, it's a movie, you know. Niggas out there rapping about shit they don't got, rapping about things that they don't do. And it's just whatever. I want to see more realness come out. And like I told you, I want to bring back the 90s, man. I want to go ahead and bring back that good, you know, R&B, soulful music, party records, you know, stuff that's, you know, not all about violence. When I mentioned to you about the DJs, that was just like a you know, something I had to put out there, man, because some of these DJs out here in Miami just ain't showing love. That's why I got to go out of town, and that's why all my contacts are, you know, I mean, Miami, I got my circle, you feel me? But that's why I go to New York. That's why I got DJs in L.A., got DJs in Chicago, because that's where it's at. But, I mean, did I answer your question right there? I mean, you got something else to say?
That's what it is, man. And the last I really want to ask you is, like, you know what I'm saying, for these up-and-coming young youth that's in the game, man, what kind of advice would you give them?
Stay focused, stay positive, and stay humble. In three words.
That's
well, actually,
is,
not
man.
Three words, but three statements. A couple extra words there. You feel me?
So
I mean, y'all had Rod Digger spit a little sign. Can I go in? Can I go in?
I was just about to say, you don't even give me no time. You know me and you gonna fight. I love you, but we gonna fight.
Yeah, man.
Yo, I was just about to say that. I said, yo, can you give us a little, you know what I'm saying, Lush Radio exclusive? Can we get that for
you?
Got you. Go ahead and give it to you.
Give me 1 second. I got you right now. Give me 1 second.
We about to just calling in. We about to get a Lush Radio exclusive from Rose Royce.
Oh,
so turn
up This girl is so damn fine. I love to take her home, and she's a certified dime, the type to make you moan. And out the corner of my eye, I see she's all alone. And it's about that time we both was on patrol. Hold up. Shorty, what your name is? Do you got a boyfriend? If not, we can get it on. Over in my place, she hit the exit. Right then, I knew she was the one. Excuse me, baby, but your body's got me losing my control. Won't you leave with me tonight, girl? We can do it all night long. Yeah. That's what it is right there. You feel me? Just a little song for the ladies. You know how it is,
that's
man. Going in.
That's what it is, Rose Boy. She was going in for the ladies for real, man.
Just a little,
you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, Rose Boy. I'm going to go ahead and we got these last two callers. Callers, you go ahead and get it in real quick and ask Rose Boy a question, because we're going to go ahead and wrap it up in a few. Caller from the 347, you're live in the building with Rose Royce. Tell us your name and where you calling from, fam.
Oh, okay. What's up, Rose Royce? This your boy, Ty Dro,
that boy. Yo, if you don't know who's on the line right now, man, damn, that's Embassy Elite right there. That's the artist that's on Hood Girl right there, man. Ty Dro, what's up, fam?
Nothing much, man. Oh, first and foremost, I want to say rest in peace to Mike Beck, you know what I mean, who brought us together. I just heard you tearing it down. That was beautiful. I can't wait to get finished up on these records we got coming.
We got them. They coming. Trust me, they coming.
Shout out to Lush Radio.
That's what it is, fam. Appreciate you right there, man. You already know what it is. We got another caller from the 901. You're live with Rose Royce on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, we in New York. You know what it is, Lush. It's your boy, Justin Cato. I'm just checking your show out.
What's poppin'?
I'm just checking your shit out. That sound like my man. They said that's Embassy Elite right there?
Yeah, yeah, that's Tiger right there.
That's the Embassy Elite from Brooklyn.
That was
Pajo
that was on just a few minutes ago.
That's my people. Nah, whoever that was blowing, that was Hato. That's definitely banging.
I just want to let y'all know that this is Justin Case right here, manager of the super producer Vinny Idol. You know what I'm saying? You know, live with us right now, coming through, checking in. And make sure y'all check out www.youtube.com and type in Welcome to Marcy. You know what I'm saying? Produced by Vinny Idol was a hot video. You know what I'm saying? We done went up to like 3,000. We need 4,000 by the end of the night. But you know what I'm saying? We doing our one too. You know what I'm saying? The hot one. We did a video shoot. Check for him. I am Justin Case on Twitter. That's my boy. Justin, you got a question for a Rose Voice of Justin?
Where they from?
Yeah, I'm from Miami, bro.
Okay. That sounded hot up on there, man. Definitely sound like you're ready to go, man.
Appreciate
that, man. I
know
y'all doing your thing, man. I mean, holla at Lush. Come get in contact with us with Vinny Idol. We got some banging R&B tracks and all that, too. For
yeah, I heard
man.
Of Vinny. Go ahead and, the email, hit me on, if not the Twitter, the easiest one is at the real HKS, DareelHK. If not, you just hit me on the email, which is 24, the numbers 2 and 4, ourwriter@gmail.com. But anyways, we'll go ahead and we'll make that happen, and definitely looking
right.
forward to, you know, getting some stuff in, man.
All right, family. That's love right there. All right, that was a lot of letters you said. Lush.
I know.
Lush, I'm going to get to you.
I got you, Justin.
All right, Lush. Good luck, you know. Yo, that shit was hot. I just called in. I'm so lush and loving, yo. I'm glad I called in. I'm in a train station looking for some shorty right now. Waiting
Woo!
For her. I'm get back to home. Right. She's taking too long. I'm out here getting wet. But I'm going to see you back at y'all. Lush, keep doing y'all thing. Rose Royce, keep doing your thing, family.
Appreciate it, family. You do you too, man.
All right, Sam. We're going to get something to you, though.
Let's do it.
All right. All right, Lush.
Now you just, that's what it is, man.
It's love right there. Yeah, yeah. I started spinning them numbers out like a lottery. I'm so used to doing it. It's like, yeah, 24-H-O-U-U. I'm out there selling parts like, shit, we sell causing them. You remember that commercial back in the day? Shit, man. I was out there spinning numbers. Yeah, man. But we the best.
That's
really?
What it is. We got another caller from the 347 live in the building. You're live with Rose Royce live in the building. You know, it's like one of those joints, you know, when they say Peter Piper picked a peckle,
Yeah. Y'all can call me HK if you want.
HK, but Rose Royce live in the building, man. 347, you're live with Rose Royce. State your name where you
are. Yo, what's going on? Franchise liaison hollering at my dog. Rose Royce.
Boss, what's going on, bruh?
What's going on, my G's?
Good, man, good.
Right
putting
here,
in work.
Miami's finest on Lush Radio. What's up, my dog?
Chilling, man, chilling. I got to give out a special shout-out to Laison for actually putting me on. It was through him that I actually got in contact with Cookie, and we made this happen today. So shouts out to him, and you already know we got some records coming. You know, he just jumped on the remix that we had with Mike Beck on The Best I Ever Had with Embassy Elite.
Yeah.
That's going to
yeah.
just... kill the mixtape game. Plus we got, you know, some more original records coming. So shout out to him, his whole team, professionalhits.com. You know, I got your website
yeah.
in my head, bro. I'm ready to, you know, put it in when it's due, man. So shouts out to you, bro. How's everything, man?
Hey, thanks, bueno, my G. I'm just calling up to support my brother, man. You know, when you hit New York City or whatever, we got the cameras rolling, we got it ready for you or whatever. You know,
we doing it.
These videos and shit like that done,
mm-hmm.
brother. You know what I mean? We got a lot of work to put in. And he on my Catch Your Breath mixtape or whatever, heavy, man. So, you know what I mean? I just look out for the brother, man. You know what I mean? Support this independence, you know what I mean? Because we out here, you know what I mean, just doing what we got to do, man. You know what I mean?
Yo, my G liaison, you know we support you. We just had liaison on the show not too long ago, man. So
yeah.
We definitely support you, man. Go cop that album, man. Support that cat right there, man.
For sure. What's up, Lush? How you doing?
Ain't nothing much digging in the scene on the gangster link, woo-woo. What's up?
Okay. You know I'm following. I checked out that Welcome to Marcy joint or whatever. That was tough. That was tough money. You know what I mean?
That's what you need. You need to come book us a little photo shoot, me and Guru, so we could come through, man, and lay it out for you, fat.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all got my information. I gave y'all my info or whatever. Y'all can hit me anytime or whatever. We could do whatever. You know what I mean?
I'm saying me and Guru, you know what I'm saying, put in that work and get it cracking. And if you in the Philly area and you want them studio shots, you know what I'm saying, I got my boy Terry Lewis live in the building doing his 1-2. But I slide you all that information. But you know what I'm saying, while you live on the video joint, you know what I'm saying, come book us, my dude. I'm gonna go ahead and hit you up on that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Photo shoot and videos.
That's what's up, brother.
Hey, Lights on. I appreciate you, my brother. 100% for real. We definitely gonna get it in when I touch down, man. We're gonna get these videos done, and we're just gonna, you know, make it do what it does, man. Reach the top, bro. I really appreciate you, bro.
All day. Rolls Royce, man.
Love.
Thank you, man. Hey, on live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio. We here. We doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? We have Rob, we got Rolls Royce live in the building, gave him an exclusive, you know what I'm saying? Rolls Royce, man, we just want to say, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say it was an honor, you know, a pleasure to have you on here.
Yeah,
you know, shout out
definitely.
To my program manager for, you know, setting up this interview, you know what I'm saying, with you and everything, you know, and this is what it is, man. Guru, you got any final thoughts for my boy Liaison?
Yep. Oh, Liaison still on?
I think he's gone.
Mine is for HK, because when he come to see Liaison, you know, me and Les we gonna try to touch down so we can do some photo shoots so we can get him popping on this New York shit. Like he got people in New York. We gotta make this happen. Maybe Justin is spilling them. That's my dude. We gonna make this happen.
Appreciate that.
Justin calling. Shout out to Justin calling in.
Yeah,
shout out to him. Vinny Idol, Galatian with.
Well, definitely. You know, shout out to Justin and everybody, man.
Yep.
Calling in and stuff.
Yeah, we need to make this photo shoot go down, man. Shout out to Liaison for wanting to do a video and letting Les book the photos. Come on, Les, let's go.
Yeah, man. Shout out to definitely you people for, you know, taking out the time to get this interview cracking. Shout out to Guru. Shout out to Luscious Radio. Cookie, what's up, Cookie? I don't know where you at, but I heard you earlier. What's up, baby?
Yeah.
And can I give a couple shout outs before we sign out?
Yeah, you got a shout out. You got a shout out, Lush.
Shout out to Def Jam, Sean Pecos, Jason for holding me down Super Bowl weekend. Them niggas came to Miami and held me down in my city. So you already know how they get down. Shout out to all the producers I work with, all the fans that have been, you know, supporting me since day one. Trap, stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for the new mixtape, Rising Icon, which is about to drop real soon. And for all you artists out there that need hooks, that got somewhat of a budget, need a hit hook, hit me at 24hourrider@gmail.com. You send me the production, I go in, you'll have that shit between 24 hours. I work like a cash machine. You come, you drop off your stuff, I give it right back to you. Feel me? Shout out to everybody out there just showing love, man, and let's keep the movement moving. And you can definitely follow me at TheRealHK. What is it? At TheRealHK, right? Check out one of my websites, 24hourhiphop.com. Check out the MySpace, myspace.com/HookKing. That's HOOKKING. And, you know, let's do it, man. 2010, 2012 is right around the corner. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. We appreciate you, man. Salute you, man. And it was an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show.
Sure.
Let this not be the last time, you know what I'm saying? We definitely supporting you doing your 1-2, man. And I'm going to definitely hit you on the flip side, fam.
Same here.
Good looking, man. I just followed you on Twitter, man. Future Guru 100. You already know.
Got you.
Follow
me
back, my nigga. We going to put that Justin and Vinny Idol thing together. ASAP.
Let's do that. Bless.
All right, man.
Thank you for calling, man. Lush Radio Online. That's what it is, man. We live in the building. We just have Rolls Royce live in the building with us. Lush Radio Online. Quick announcement. If you are in the New York area, in the Bronx, tomorrow, if you rock with Lush Radio and you really, really want to go in and see some hot music, and y'all know Joel Ortiz rocking with the Slaughterhouse, you know right now he's popping doing his 1-2. Shout out to It's the She Thing. Me and Emma of E2K Magazine and It's the She Thing will be back in the VIP out there doing some photo ops out there at SoFoot in the BX in New York.
So if you want to see Joel Ortiz and see me or Emma out there, y'all need to come through at Sofas in the BX in New York, all right, tomorrow. So we'll be live in the building, so make sure you come through. And also another announcement, if you need any photos taken and if you're in the Philadelphia, PA area, make sure you check out Terry Lewis Photography. Make sure you go to the Palladium House at 4324 Tackawanna Street 2B, Philadelphia, PA, 1912, number 4. And make sure you call him at 267-505-6520, www.terrylewisphotos.com. Like I said, make sure you check out terrylewisphotos.com. He deals with DJs, events, everything like that. He has makeup, makeup artists, hairdressers, and all that. You need portfolios. You need them hot studio shots. The studio is huge. It's crazy. Dressing rooms, all that. It's really classy in here. I'm in here. I will be posting up my shots. Also, if you want to book us to come there, you know, you're doing a music video and you need some live stuff getting cracking, make sure you hit us up at Lush Radio. We got you. Y'all checked out the movement we did with your boy Vinny Idol. Welcome to Marcy. We at 3,000 hits right now. So we're trying to take it to 4,000. That's what I need tonight. So make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Cool. You got announcements, man?
Yeah, hell, I got a hell of an announcement. Shout out to B Bonds. We want to book Lush. Shout out to Miss Niagara Falls, who's actually bringing something to the team. She got another artist that want to definitely book Lush Radio for these photo shoots. So this is a public service announcement, basically. Tune in to my Twitter, at FutureGuru100, and see the exclusive limited edition Lush Radio shirts. You can get it custom. You know what? My man LS High Art is the designer, and that's from the Swamp Team, Chill Trees, New Jersey. You already know this is Jersey. And we booking exclusive, and these shirts are exclusive. Go look at the shirts on my timeline. Lush is the model right now. Lush is the supermodel for her Lush Radio shirts. It's her shirt. Knock it off. Go check it out. Don't hate. Buy one. Buy one. Support us. Get your logo on the back. Step your game up. That's how we doing it. You can get Lush on the front and your logo on the back. Or if you want to do it backwards and get some hot stuff going, make it a real custom. Get yours on the front and push Lush on the back. It's a little extra, but whatever. It's our shirt.
However you want to do it.
However you
want
to do it, man. Everything is going to work out just fine.
If you want to put your information on there,
you get a custom shirt. They custom.
It's $40.
$40.
Go ahead and cop that real quick. Support the movement.
Mm-hmm.
We got the model about to be popping right now because we're about to do the Lush Radio calendar.
Hey, it's going
to
say
crazy. You know what I'm saying? So get it popping. We ready. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know who want to be a Lush Radio girl. That's my question. I'm about to put that on Twitter. But this shirt's going to say, I'm a Lush Radio girl. Concept by Guru, man. Designs by the LS High Art Swamp Team, man. You know what?
That's what it is,
major
man.
Moves. We ain't talking about the shirts coming out. The shirts is out. Stop fucking playing. The shirts is out.
Hey, yo,
the shirts is out already.
Goo, I love you to death, man. First and foremost, I got to thank Raw Digger. Salute to her for coming through and showing us love. Shout out to Terry Lewis Photos, the photography. Also, shout out to E2K Magazine. It's a she thing. Also, shout out to Diverse Media Group, LLC, Capital Customs, Diverse Media Group, OhanaShop.com. Lush Radio Online, man, we here. We support independent artists and majors. We here. We support. We giving y'all real music, real radio on the internet, man, and we support you, man. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. Lush Radio, the people's voice, man. And no matter what anybody push you through, no matter what you're going through in life, keep winning. Because you know what I'm saying? You can do anything that you put your mind to it. And remember, life may throw you a curveball, but you're in charge of the direction that it goes. And you know what? I'm out of here because I'm getting ready for my photo shoot. And y'all don't see up right now.
Don't hurt him. Can I say that? Don't hurt him. Just from Jersey, don't hurt him.
So I'm out of here, man. Shout out to Archie Eversole, you know what I'm saying? And my boy, man, Music Jones. We out of here. Keep winning, baby, no matter what. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top looking now.